I'm Bob Collins. Welcome to EAA Radio. Marcella Soulsby. She's from Corona, California, and she does a really neat thing that I've heard about over the week that I've been here. Over in one of the, is it in the exhibit halls over here that there's the giant list of names?
Actually, it's at the Veterans Museum.
At the Veterans Museum, down the street on Poberesny Road. And she makes, you make quilts for returning servicemen.
Yes, I do.
Tell me all about it.
Well, in 2006, my cousin, Emilio Elizarraraz, Special Forces, passed away in Iraq. And I actually have two sons in the military and one son-in-law, and they serve in the Army. And I got the idea to send some quilts to Germany for wounded soldiers. Our church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was asking for the members to make at least one quilt to send overseas. And at that time, I made 10 and decided to continue it. And I make one a month. I've had the opportunity and privilege to make 72 of them.
Wow.
And send them overseas to our wounded soldiers and then also to soldiers that are coming home.
Yeah. So the idea came from your church?
Yes.
And so was it going, was it your cousin that
passed
away?
Yes, my cousin passed away.
And was the program already underway by 2006 and you jumped
in?
No,
my cousin passed away 28th of February of 2006. And our church was doing this project in June of 2006. And so I just continued after that.
What's the quilt like? Does it have a message or is it?
It does.
Just
it is a patriotic quilt. Some of them have patchwork on them, pretty elaborate patchwork on them. And on them in the middle, it has a patriotic heart with a flag on it. And around it, it says, thanking you for your service. I don't sign them. I just send them. And coming from a family, we've ended up as a military family with our boys in the military. I feel like it's a privilege to be able to do something for those who serve.
Yeah. Are your kids, your sons, career military, or how do you think that's?
At this moment, yes.
Yeah.
We have a son-in-law right now that's in Afghanistan, and he'll be coming home in November. And he's an infantry. We have our oldest son that is EOD, and he has served in Iraq for about 18 months. And he will be returning to, or going to Afghanistan in March. Our youngest son right now is just getting ready to deploy as we speak. I had the opportunity to speak to him this morning, and he's getting ready to take off for a year.
Will you be able to see him before?
No,
you go
I
back?
Said my goodbyes.
Yeah, did you?
Before I came to Oshkosh, he had his deployment ceremony. And so we said goodbye there.
That's hard.
But we appreciate everything they do and also what all the other men and women do, not only in the Army, but all of the military.
And you've made 72 quilts.
I have.
Do you. I know that the theme is the same, but does one a little bit different than the other?
None are the same. I kind of change them. I get different visions for different ones. But it's been a lot of fun. I kind of feel, by talking about this to a couple other people, I have one of my daughters that has seen my quilts. But I guess I've been a little selfish. I've kept it to myself. And my husband has said, why don't you, you know, talk about it? But I guess it's just a selfish thing. I just haven't.
You know, I'm thinking that somebody who makes 72 quilts is not selfish.
Thank you.
What do you think about when you're making a quilt? Are you thinking of your own sons or who might get this particular quilt? Or what do you think
I
about?
Am. I'm thinking about a couple of things. I think of the families that are back home. You know, having three wives in our family that deal with their husbands being deployed and being the mom and listening to their concerns their worries about the men that they love. I think about that. I also think of someone like my aunt and my uncle who heard that their son was wounded, and before they can get to him, he'd passed away.
Oh, dear.
Oh. And so I think about stuff like that. I always have patriotic music playing in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I am very proud to be an American. I wasn't born in this country, but I consider it my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I just appreciate everything it has to offer each and every one of us.
You said you didn't write anything when you sent it. You just sent it off.
I sent it off with a card.
With a card.
And I do write a letter of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
I do not sign them.
Mm. Why?
And I don't know. I've been asked that question, and I really don't know why. Even when I send the package over, I do not put a return address on it. And the postman always says, if it gets lost,
mm-hmm.
you won't get it. And my response to that is if it gets lost and someone else does, they might have needed it.
Mm. On the other hand, you never know where it ends up at.
I do not.
So maybe there's somebody who has one of your quilts that's looking.
There are 72 people that have my quilts.
And there might be 72 people looking for you. Because what you're doing is a very extraordinary thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wonder if they're looking for you. We found her. She's right here.
I might change that, though.
Yeah.
You know, I might just send my address. Although I had the opportunity to meet a woman by the name of Linda here in Plymouth, Wisconsin, who makes quilts for the troops.
Did you meet her here at
Oshkosh? Actually met her through Robert mm-hmm. from the Veterans Museum.
I see.
And yeah. he drove me out there.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I sat down with her and actually made a couple quilts together.
How long does it take to make a quilt?
Hers take about 3 to 5 hours
mm-hmm.
to make. And we had a lot of fun making them. She has a wonderful nonprofit organization
mm-hmm.
putting these quilts together. And we really enjoyed taking a day and just venturing out that way
yeah.
and helping out a little bit.
When your first son to join the military said, Mom, I'm going to join the Army, what did you think?
I'll tell you, it was interesting because since he was a little boy, he said he was going to join the Army.
I see.
And I always felt like, you know, little kids change their mind. Today they're firemen, tomorrow policemen. So when he said Army, good for you, son. When he was 18, he came to us and said, okay, can you take me to the recruiting station? And I said, absolutely. So I took him, and he decided after seeing everything, he wanted to really study what he was getting into.
Mm-hmm.
So it took him a year after that to actually join and decide exactly what he wanted to do. We are proud of our sons. We can't say enough of the gratitude that we have for them. With both already serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. They're wonderful young men, but actually going overseas and serving have made them absolutely great men. They've come back different because they do, but they have so many wonderful qualities about them. And to me, they're better than when they left.
Mm-hmm.
They're great husbands, great fathers. They love their country, and they'll fight for it.
Yeah.
And we're proud of them for that.
Your one son has been to Afghanistan and back?
Yes, our youngest has been to Afghanistan and back. He's been home for 6 months, and he is now returning to Afghanistan for another year.
Did you make him a quilt when he came back?
I just talked to him this morning, and we were talking, and I said, you know, it's a shame. I have made 72 quilts, and none of my 3 sons have one.
Mm-hmm. They're going to get one?
Absolutely. Those are the 3 quilts I will be making when I get home.
How will they be different than the others that you've made?
For one, it will have from Mom on it.
Mm-hmm.
I will sign it. So those will be my first quilts that I will sign. The other difference is that it will have a different message, I think. I'll still have gratitude and thankfulness, but more from a mother's heart mm-hmm. and feelings, because they're my kids.
Yeah. If you had put your name on the card and an address, and one of the returning soldiers found you, have you thought about if they had tracked you down, what they
I
might say
have.
To you, or what they might think, or how your
Honestly,
work went over?
I never have. Mm. That's never really been a thought of mine. I just wanted them to know that someone cared for them and loved them enough to send them something.
Yeah. You ready to stop making quilts when
Absolutely
everybody's home?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
No.
No. I think there will always be a cause. As sad as it is, I think our nation will always be at war somewhere. Mm. And I think there'll always be a need for that extension from home yeah. for these soldiers. So as long as my fingers are working, I'll be making some quilts.
I imagine now some other people would like to make some quilts too. Is there an organization that you know of that they can get in on this? Or is this just one woman in Corona, California doing it on her own?
I don't know. From being able to visit with Linda, who now has a nonprofit organization, I mean, she started with one quilt, mm-hmm. and I think she's up to 17,500 quilts. And she's had the opportunity to align herself with good people and also with a good nonprofit organization that helps her out. Mm. I did ask her for information on how to get into that, so this might just be something that I might extend myself more to than just myself.
Yeah. You're a good person. Thanks for coming in today. What a blessing that I happened to be here when you walked in the door.
Thank you,
I'd
Bob.
Heard about you, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, and best of luck, and good luck with your kids. We'll think about them.
Thank you.
And I hope
appreciate
you,
that.
And I hope they get their quilt soon.
They will, so. I promise.
Maricela Soulsby from Corona, California. She makes quilts for injured servicemen overseas and those who are returning home. Great to be with you today. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Collins. You're listening to EAA Radio.